The National Transformation Initiative has teamed up with the world's leading provider of online education, Coursera, to provide Bajans free access to a wide range of training and educational material. Courses are available in business, the creative industries, tourism, information technology, personal development, and more. Thousands of Bajans have already jumped on the chance to enhance themselves and upskill with the fully online, fully accredited, and fully free courses. Many of the courses are short, as short as 6 hours. Some are longer, as long as 6 months, but you can study at your own pace in your own time. And get this, no data charges will apply, so you can study anywhere, anytime. Go to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. There must be a course or two or three there for you, because you're never too good to get better.
Thank you, Mr. Adrian Green. As we say, good evening to the man. Good evening, Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect. How are you, my brother?
Fantastic, bro. How are
yes,
you
doing? Yes, I'm a good man, a good. Want to say your life, a good. We here today, and it on, and it up. VOB 92.9 FM, the nation's number one station. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy, here today. Got to big up the NTI. Have to say, huge thanks to the NTI for all that they do. Over 1,000 free courses. Over 1,000 free courses. No data or Wi-Fi charges. Just head on over to training.nti.org.bb. I understand we have someone on the line.
We do, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Ring.
Good evening.
Yes, how are you? How are you? This is Liana.
Yes, please.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You sound young, mate. May answer age. I like talking to young people. You know, uncle. May answer age? You sound like
21
Oh, good. I hit a nail on the head. No, you. How did you hear about the NTI?
So, I actually started doing a course with Udemy through the Ministry of Labor.
Nice.
And after I completed my 6 months worth of courses, I then, the person that had, like, or in the little person that connected us between the NTI and stuff, they had sent us an email that we can continue doing courses through.
Nice.
Through the NTI.
Oh, nice. Nice. So how much? How many courses you did with the NTI so far? One course?
So through Udemy, I did quite a few.
Oh, nice.
And
are you on
the and then on the NTI site, then I did the Social Media Marketing Professional Certificate.
Well, that's awesome. No, how was your experience with this course? I mean, getting online, the studying process, did it feel much different than school?
For me personally, it was quite smooth compared to the school in terms of, yeah, you know, you have your assignments, you have to keep up to date with everything.
Yeah.
But if so happened you ain't complete something, it still gave you the time to deadlines and stuff. If you didn't meet everything, you can still restart from where you left off.
That's a game changer now. That make it feel more comfortable now.
Yes, it was quite smooth.
Yeah.
And with school, it's not like you have to deal with so many people in a class, you know, in a classroom.
Yes.
You obviously, you're doing courses with other persons because with the assignments, you have your peers, then will have to grade your assignments and stuff. So you still have that interaction.
I love that.
But it is, for me personally, it was much better than like going to a physical school.
It suited you. It would help you felt much at ease.
Yeah.
Good. So you would encourage people to do more courses with the NTI.
I will. Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. No, why you choose social media management? Why did you think it was necessary for you to take a course and specifically social media management? What was the reason behind that?
So, I am I'm a graphic designer by trade.
Nice.
And I also have my side hustles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? A business lady.
Yeah. So, when I did the 6 months worth of courses with Udemy, I mostly focused on the graphic designing and stuff.
Yes.
I threw in a couple other courses in between, so like coming down to the end, I did like customer service and those couple of little extras that I could have added in before my time was up.
Yes.
And then all this happened in lockdown, so this was like 2020, early last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself, you know what? As I was browsing through the website, I saw the course in the social media marketing. Mm-hmm. I told myself, you know what? Everything can still tie in together.
True.
Because I mostly focus in logo branding and logo design and branding.
Yeah.
Along with some other in between. So I told myself, then with the social media marketing, everything just tied together. Because when you create a design or rebrand someone's business or page or whatever, you still want to advertise the new updates and put out that name to the public.
Nice.
So everything was just tied into like one big package.
Oh, sweet. I love that. So you advertise your businesses on social media?
Yeah. Right now I just do it like organic.
Nice. What's the name on social media?
IPC Graphic Studio.
Nice. ITC?
Yeah, IPP.
Oh, IPP.
IPP Graphic Studio.
Oh, IPP Graphic Studios. Nice.
Yeah. So graphics, it's spelled the graphics as GRAPHIS.
Nice, I love that.
So instead of the CS at the end, it's an S.
Nice, I love that. I can look for that. I got you. I'm going to make sure you give that a plug. Make sure you're following Bim Got Talent on IG. And make sure you tag your scene in everything. I got you. I think it's great that you did a number of the courses, and then you did social media management to make it fit all into marketing and pushing your product and brand. For Noisy, but big up Liana Boyce, doing great work. IPP Graphics, and she spelled it with an X. Liana, keep up the great work, keep it locked to VOB 92.9 FM. And of course, you're not going to be a stranger. We're going to have many more conversations with you. I just thank you for calling in. I thank you for encouraging more people to do courses with the NTI. And thanks for being a positive young lady, man. And don't ever shy away from your greatness. Don't ever shy away from doing positive things, and make sure we hear your voice some more. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
That is absolutely no problem. Big up Mommy Lana for me.
No problem.
Yes. Yes, Ollie. Liana Boyce. I think it's the last name. Liana Boyce. Yes, I got the name correct. You know, did a number of NTA courses. And last course she did was social media management, marketing. So kudos to you. Remember, people, the courses are absolutely free. FREE. No, Ollie, this evening we get into some conversations. You know, we don't do interviews. And when I have my people on me, we are all hosts. You know what I mean? All equal. Don't do interviews. I'm going to have a conversation with some wonderful young people this evening. Ollie, can you do the introductions in your lovely radio voice?
It would be a pleasure, my friend. Okay. Keisha Wiggins.
Yes.
As a student of the Christchurch Foundation School and in the capacity of peer facilitator, it was realized that Keisha had what it takes to become an international educator. Though this was the case, Keisha took to a career in customer service for about 15 years before accepting her calling in the education service. In September 2011, and after becoming a parent, Keisha, Mrs. Wiggins, received her opportunity to begin her journey as an educator. To solidify her footprint on this journey, Keisha has achieved honors in her pursuit of a bachelor's degree in education with a specific focus on primary education, and she's completed certification in early childhood education, the teaching of reading to the young child, and introduction to psychology. The aforementioned areas of study have shaped Keisha's philosophy of education to one which combines the constructive approach with two dominant learning styles, that of audio and visual cues during each lesson. Through continual creation of visual cues, the idea for her company, Essentials for Classrooms, was birthed. Keisha Wiggins, wife, mother, educator, entrepreneur.
Bang, bang.
And next up, we have BOAMS Group. That's BOAMS Group. BOAMS Group is a social enterprise that was started because of a deep belief that all roads lead to agriculture and that food is the foundation of life and what intrinsically connects us all. Whilst researching the agricultural industry, they learned of the overall underdevelopment, underfunding, and informality of the sector within the Caribbean. Thus, BOAMS Group set out to invest in the agricultural value chains, infrastructure, and the communities that are part of them. Their mission is to create a safe and profitable agricultural investment vehicle for people and communities to invest in their food systems. Their vision is to connect people and communities through food. Objective: grow nutritious and healthy food in a sustainable and regenerative way. Increase the awareness of agriculture and food sustainability within Barbados and the region. Reduce the food wastage of farms by creating value-added products and advocate on behalf of those who work in the agricultural industry. And last but not least, we have young man by the name of Nikolai Peters. Nikolai Peters is a 20-year-old youth advocate studying banking and finance with a minor in public policy and management at UWI Mona.
Nice. These young people already doing a lot already, and I'm extremely privileged to have a conversation with them this evening. We taking a break for the rest?
No, sir. We are still here with you. Nice. Are we
good
nice.
To go?
Yes, sir.
Good. Good. So welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rain. Peoples, welcome to the representatives from BOAMS Farm. BOAMS Farm, can you tell us who we have here this evening with us from BOAMS? Introduce yourselves, please.
All right, so my name is Zachary Moore. I am the managing partner of BOAMS Group, BOAMS Farms, and my partner is Romain Ben. She can introduce herself, Romain.
Hi, good evening, everyone. I'm Romain Ben. I'm a partner of BOAMS Farms.
Well, good evening. Yeah, good evening. Just want to introduce you to the people, because we know we mentioned the group, but not the persons who are actually here representing. And good evening, Keisha and Nia. Keisha, thank you very, very much for coming on this evening. You know, trying to get you.
Thank you for having me.
You know, trying to get a conversation with you for about 5 years now on air.
So oh dear.
Is an absolute privilege, and you know, I love what you do, and I love the grind too, because you see you work hard at it for a long time. So I really respect that. And young Nia, just
definitely
20,
thank you.
Yes, you're welcome, man. And young Nate, just 20 years old. Nate, good evening. Thanks for coming on VOB 92.9. Good evening to you, my brother. How are you? Nate, unmute. Unmute, buddy. Hit the unmute button.
Thank you for having me, man. I always get the most opportunities, so I appreciate it.
No problem. It's no problem. Again, like I said, you over in Jamaica. How are you enjoying that experience so far?
It's a bit tumultuous at points, but the truth is, once you know the destination, regardless of the highs and lows, it's quite easy to overcome them. I've attained a lot of knowledge that I think I could put to use in Barbados. So hopefully that wasn't too political of an answer.
No, you get. You know, we speak it to the youngsters first, but we say a child shall lead them. So we get talk to the youth first. I saw here, bro, that you're studying banking and finance with a minor in public policy. We want to talk about your minor first. Why did you decide a minor in public policy?
I decided because of some advice. I usually run these decisions by a couple of people I trust prior to making big decisions.
Margot, team already, Ollie? Yeah, 20 bigger.
You have to. Sometimes you have blind spots, so you need people.
You sound like a prime minister already, boy.
Mr. Peters, before you go on, just repeat, you said something about blind spots. Can you say that again?
I know, I'll catch Ollie.
Even with a car, we all have blind spots, and that's where you need somebody to warn you to not hit or little things like that. So sometimes you need a second opinion or a third opinion.
Ollie, at 20 years old, is also know the secret already.
How old are you, Nikolai?
I'm 20 years old, man.
Wow, Sadie.
So you know, because let me tell you, at 20, I know Keisha a long time too, so Keisha could tell much younger. Even though sometimes they run through them blind spots. Let me be honest, but we just know this. You don't hurt who I am. Let me run through them blind spots. So for youngster like you, you know, you need to be so calculated already.
To recognize that there are blind spots.
Because the ego as a young man, such full of passion and energy and zest. You don't care about any blind spots, but you feel like you got your strength for 10,000 beers. So that's quite admirable. For you to talk like that, so big up you. And you were speaking about what you decided to and the advice you got to do the minor in public policy. Obviously, the advice aligned with what you were thinking already. So, for yourself, now we can talk about the banking and everything briefly, but of course, you know, you have to have you by yourself to speak about where you're a young man, you're going into the field of banking for your minor, for your minor, bro. For you, what do you hope to learn eventually from this? And do you already see solutions that you would like to bring to the community as a young man, especially doing public policy?
That's a very good question. Luckily, I was able to keep track of what you were asking.
Yeah.
Definitely. As you said, everything is calculated, so... Mm. A lot of what we are missing, especially in politics, is proper policy and the management of it. So I think it's my duty, if I want to get into this field, to understand the fundamentals so I can implement it when the time comes, no matter how soon or how later. We do the ground courses like public policy and management, that's a course, then the analysis of it. So that way you get to see the ins and outs of it and what's really going on, because a lot of what we're missing is information being passed on. So, for example, this ties back into banking, which I know we said we'll discuss later.
No, you go ahead.
Right. It ties back into the banking because along with the policy and management, we also need to be able to inform people how to understand what's going on within the country and the spending, because too often we hear certain things and we don't understand the jargon that's being said because we haven't had a briefing of certain courses.
Yeah, especially if the average is layman.
Correct. And the part of it is that we need everybody to be informed. It's one thing to know the destination. I mentioned the destination earlier.
To be informed,
but once you're able to understand where we're going, so for example, when the Prime Minister says, oh, this is what we're doing, X, Y, Z, this is how much we're spending, not everybody understands why she's going to do it. And I think that I was discussing it with a friend. At some point, everybody should get a taste of economics so you could at least understand where we're going, the direction we're heading in, and why there will be bumps and bruises along the way.
I love that. 20 years old, Barbados. 20 years old. And his name is Nikolai Peters. I call him Nate. Good, positive youngster. 20 years old. Nice answers. I can come back to Nate because I want to hear how you plan to go about doing work in the community, connecting on the ground, and what are you most passionate about? So we want you to think on those things, and they can come back to you. Good evening.
Sure.
Good evening, Keisha. Welcome to BHM Rhythm and Rhyme. Keisha, can we talk first about you're a business. I know you're a teacher, an educator by profession, right? And so thanks for the good work you do. I know teaching got to be the hardest job, you know, and they do hard jobs already, so I could say that. I work in labor work already, Keisha. I was a police for about 17 years. I teach for about 20 years, out of that 17, part-time. So you know, teaching is incredibly hard, so kudos to you. Having such a difficult job, why did you create Classroom for Essential Still? Why did you want to go in that field?
Well, basically for me, teaching is not a difficult job if you know what you're doing and if you have a plan to do what you plan or you are going to do. Mm-hmm. So for me, when I created Essentials for Classrooms, and really and truly Essentials for Classrooms was created before it had its official name, because a part of my teaching style was to always include visual cues for the students. So at the end of the day, if I introduced five topics, by the next day when the children came to school, there were always visual cues of what we did the day before to remind them so that they can actually look back at them, because obviously it's like a scaffold. So they use what we would have done the day before to scaffold their learning for the following day, and it continued like that. So by the end of the term, my classrooms are usually like a mass explosion of color, but color with information that the children need to remember as they are learning on a day-to-day basis. There's a lot that they have to learn, so you got to make it easy for them.
No, I love that. You may say that easily. And you see a teacher really fancy word, you may have said that callously, but it ain't we could skate over. When you say there's a lot to learn, so we gotta make it easy for them. Like that's what we should be focusing on more. So Essential for Classrooms is from where? If I ask you who is Essential for Classroom, where are you located? Where do you operate from? Is it online only?
Basically online. Sweet. At the moment. Sweet. I'm hoping in the near future,
right,
to be accessible to everybody. But you can reach me on social media at my IG platform or Facebook, Essentials, the number 4 Classrooms. You could connect with me via WhatsApp. The number is 241-2585. And I am available, basically, if you have an idea that you would like something created. And when I say created, I'm not even limited to paper, because I've dabbled in some wood creations as well.
Nice.
For classroom use, of course, or for educational purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I have done also. So in addition to the creations, I also offer instructional support, because sometimes we go through things so fast during the day because we have a syllabus that we are hoping to get to by the end of the term, that sometimes there are some students that are left behind. And unfortunately, that is the case, but I do offer instructional support to those children. Normally, if I'm at a school and in my class, I see a child that needs help, I will help them 15, 20 minutes after school. Or I offer online classes, which are conducted outside of school hours. And as I said, it is online.
Sweet. Shh. Ollie, me tell you.
Sounding good, Sluggy. Listen.
Boom's Farm, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Right, so you don't mind if we speak to the lady first?
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
Right, good evening, brother. Good evening, ma'am. You could tell Barbara's her name once again. I don't want Barbara to forget your names at all, and what you're all doing is phenomenal individually, Ollie, right? What these young person is doing individually, phenomenal. The reason why you always connect young people together, why you always have a conversation with them, because them got the solutions. You understand? They are all younger than I am, all younger than you are. You know, we being real, and people consider us young, and they are younger than us, and they got the solutions and the research. Not just doing it well, and really nearly careful research, and that's what we love. So good evening, ma'am. Tell Barbara this your name again, please.
Good evening. My name is Romaine Ben.
Bang. So your role with this project. Can you tell us your role?
Yes, please. My role basically is to help to come up with different projects to work with, and most importantly is to help with zero waste on the farm, because that's something I'm really passionate about. All my work that I do is in that land field, basically just waste reduction. So on the farm, usually you have a lot of produce that wouldn't sell or that people would consider damaged, and they wouldn't want to carry it in the market. So it goes into waste. We practically call it waste. So what my task is to do is to turn that into something usable. So we are making products right now. We are working on an eggplant hummus from eggplants that we have wasted on the farm. So that's basically my role, to take the waste and make it into something useful.
No, that's good. And that's great. Sorry, not good. And using waste is something that I will see online, something we see countries all over the world, you know, taking garbage and waste and making it into something profitable, whether it's gas, whether it's simply for manure, whether it's taking it and making other products. So that is a really good thing. And for you personally, not business wise, for you personally, what does a Boehm's Farm project or a project like this mean to you personally? Because food is everything for me. But I don't want obviously to be so simple, because anybody could say that. So for you personally, what does a project like this mean to you?
For me, basically, what Boehm's Farms is doing is changing the face of agriculture. That's our aim. That's our mission. We would like to change the face of agriculture in Barbados and the region. So for me personally, I think it's very interesting. It's very, what we are trying to do, it's different, because farming as we know it, people tend to think it's not a job that we tell our children that, oh, become a lawyer, become a doctor, and become a judge, but we never tell them to become a farmer. So what we're doing, we're trying to change the face of farming. We're letting everyone know, no matter what you do, all roads lead to agriculture, all roads lead to farming. Everything plays a part, or whatever you do plays a part in that. So Boehm's Farms and their mission, for me personally, it's what we all should be doing and getting into, because I think that it's very important to change the way we view our food production, the way we view our sustaining agriculture in the Caribbean.
Nice. Now, good evening, my brother.
So, hey, good evening.
Yes. So for you personally, why does a project like Why is a project like this needed in our communities, and why do our youth need to be doing projects like this?
Honestly, I just gotta pick up my partner, who's amazing.
Yes, for sure.
Right over.
Brilliant.
Yes, she was. The sentiments are the same. Is extremely, extremely, extremely important. One of the things that we discuss a lot about is food. And when we start to talk about the projects and the farm and everything, and Boehm's, BOAMS, is actually an acronym, is Barbados Organizational Agricultural Management Systems. Mm-hmm. And the reason why this was created was because as much as Romain said, all roads lead to agriculture. There was a road already paved when I come, you understand? When we came, you understand? Mm-hmm. And there are potholes. We know there's not potholes in the road. And that's in the same of the development of the agriculture industry and in farming and in food. Mm-hmm. You understand? Those potholes could be the history that we are plagued with in terms of slavery and having to work on the plantation, or it could just be the conglomerates that have, you know what I mean? But it made this agriculture, this uniform corporate thing where they pump a lot of chemicals into the ground to produce food. And looking at it and doing the research, I understood that for we to truly survive, you know what I mean? Not only on, everybody got to eat. I mean, like, everybody has to eat. You know, so not today or tomorrow. You could fast. You know what I mean? People could fast. By any day, you have to eat. You know what I'm saying? And you want to know that you're eating healthy and nutritious food. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I can ask you today, go in a store in the supermarket and look at a processed good and tell me where it come from. You know what I'm saying? And tell me the conditions that has been grown in. Tell me what has been put into the product itself.
Yeah,
we can't tell you. Yeah, and yeah. And that's because we don't have a great understanding of where food comes from. One and two, it all over the other side of the world. You understand? And usually you would find that these bigger countries, they drop the not the best product into the Caribbean shores. You understand? After they sell the best product into their country, mm-hmm. you understand? They drop the low end, low grade products into the Caribbean, and we take it because that's the position that we're in. We're takers.
Yeah,
you understand? And I think
you said we are in. We are takers.
Yeah, we're small. You know what I mean? We're small as individual nations. We're small as individual nations. And we are usually at the end of the shitty stick. Well, my grandmother said something about the end of the stick or the shitty end of the stick. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to reverse roles and really invest in our own food.
Yes.
Invest in healthy, nutritious foods.
Mr. Moore, I want to ask you a question, sir. Where are you guys located?
The farm, so we're mainly on the farm at the moment, but we are in Ministry of Agriculture right behind there. We got an acre of land, nice. And that's where most of the magic happens.
Behind the Ministry of Agriculture, acre of land.
Great Hall, Christchurch.
Nice. For me, right, there's so many areas I always hear that young people could venture off in, and there's so many ways to do what we do. Listening to Keisha, she spoke about the ways in which she teaches children, the ways in which children learn, you know, and employing different methods to ensure that our children learn. And here you're speaking about the farm. I have a question to ask. I can start with a young man, and this question is for everybody. Now, Nate, in your area, in your field, Nate, how do you think you can use the tools and skills in your area to benefit the youth more, to make your area better, to make your area more, to make us understand banking and finance better?
And after that
question is for Keisha, and then Bowen's Farm in your area, Keisha, after Nate, in your area, what tools you plan to employ that will further help our youth? I know you're doing it already, but what tools you plan to employ that will further help our youth, and what do you think we can do more of collectively based on each one's own experience? So we can start with you, Nate.
First is Nick. Is Nick. So I don't want the viewers to think that my name is Nate, but it's Nick.
N-A-C-K, Nick.
Yeah.
As in Nicholas Peters. Well, someone can say Nikolai. Someone can say what? Nate.
No, I was saying Nicholas Peters.
Oh.
But it's fine.
Okay, no problem. N-A-C-H-O-L-A-I.
Correct. Oh, cool. I think that. Well, let me start by saying I belong to St. George South, so I will start with them. But I think I would really want to implement maximizing your income, because a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people are stuck in situations, not because they have to be, but because they don't know how to get out of it. Ever so often we see shows or movies talking about, there's one currently on Netflix, Get Smart With Money. Mm-hmm. And I obviously wouldn't coin it that name because that would lead to a lawsuit. But something similar within the community where you teach certain groups of people, whoever comes out and watches you, you could educate them on ways to invest, all the different avenues to make money aside from just one income. Because we know that families can be a bit extensive, and you want the best for your family members. So how do we do this one of the things I would advise is definitely getting into the stock market. Some people don't know how, some people don't know what it would take, but a lot of the money that we just put and let it sit in the bank can be used for further purpose. And you invest, you can't get, everybody like quick money. That's one of black people. We love quick money. But reality of the situation is wealth is built over time. And we need to be looking at ways to build generational wealth, because our race is used to just living for that one life and not understanding that we need to help the next generation.
Nice.
As I touched on earlier, I think everybody should get a taste of economics to understand how demand and supply work. So why prices in a supermarket might be high at this point because of XYZ going on in the world. And as I said, going to different communities, teach them how to use money, the best way to maximize their income, the best way to add to their income. And I think during COVID, we saw a lot of people using their creativity to find new ways to make money. We need to see more. So even if I go and I go in a community and I do a Google form to see the talents of certain people and use a team to find out, okay, well, these 5 people know to do X, Y, Z, these other 5 people. And then you do almost like a workshop and hone their talent. But the catch is, when I help these people, I want an agreement, even if they sign, that you help somebody else. Because I can't do it myself. We need to help each other. Even with barter back in the day, we need to help each other get further. So it's a team effort. I could try my best to pass on the information I've received at school. Nice. But I do think as long as you do something like a Google form, you kind of sift through and see who has similar aspirations and then they help more people around the community. So we all have a sense of financial literacy.
Nice. I love that. And I love the fact that you are so young, still sound so grounded, but interested in teaching other persons within the community, you know, better ways to use money. I keep hearing you saying we need to learn how to use money better. We need to understand why certain things happen, get into things like the stock market. Money that we put there sitting on the bank could be better used for other things. And I think there's also some of the conversations that are important, because as you will know, poverty play a big role in money management and finances, especially a lot of things to do with banking and so on, Ollie. Like, we totally oblivious to. So it'd be good that someone like you looking to bring things like that in our community, because it's certainly conversations that I haven't heard growing up. Certainly not when it was 20 in my community either.
No, Sluggy. And Nikolai, if you could just repeat, you said something that you wish everybody knew about economics. There was something.
A little.
There was something you said about buying and spending, I believe.
Yeah.
If you could just repeat that for me. I'm a little bit older than you, you know, so.
That's all right, man. That's the point of this, to make sure that everybody is catered to, man.
Fast.
So that's no problem. I believe I was mentioning demand and supply and why the price of things may be going up. And funny you mentioned it. We are taught how to spend money, not how to make it and efficiently extend it. So I was just saying that everybody should get a taste of an economics class so we understand why things are the way they are and how to combat them or roll with the punches. Because if you're properly equipped, you know how to get through the problems as they arise or even prior to them arising.
We on, Ollie? You can't hear me, Mike? Good. You got juice now. Nice. Okay, I will come to booms. I will come to booms, and then I will come to Keisha, Miss Wiggins' favorite daughter. Who the teacher? So not really putting you last, Keisha, but as a teacher. I'm really interested in hearing your answer, especially from your business standpoint, obviously. But Bones Farm, in your field, because the reason why I have different persons on today, Ollie, 3 completely different fields, is to show the many possibilities within the area. Nikolai already spoke to the things he would like to see happening in banking. which could open a whole new sector for young people, which could open a whole new interest for young people, for young persons. You understand? Which is phenomenal. That's only one area with so many possibilities. You understand? The solutions, what we need for the youth, Ollie, so we gain solutions. So big up Nicolai for that. And there's a young man who we can have many more conversations with, for sure.
I hope so, Sluggy. I tell you, at
20 years old, a good head on his shoulders, Nicolai Peters. Good. Now we can speak to Bones Farm. In your field, I think you should, in your field, Bones Farm, and any two persons can answer, and you can take your time. We are finishing a little after 7:30, so don't watch the clock. We got time. In your field, both persons, what would you like to see us do more of? Because you know these particular things could really benefit the youth, whether it's helping us to feed ourselves, whether it's helping to bring more jobs, more money, more financing, more income in the country. However, this would help more young persons in the long run. What would you like to see us do more?
So I can answer that. This is so amazing. Mr. Peters, you don't even know how on point you are with what you're saying. So what we can do more of in the field, and I've got to say, invest more. Not only invest in regards to money, but invest more so in the support system for getting involved in agriculture and even businesses in general. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But in regards to farming and business, who really gets access to land in Barbados? People, everybody want a little piece of the rock. And it's very expensive. You know, so to say that you want to get more young people involved in agriculture, you got to provide systems and support systems in place for young people to actually get involved. Mm-hmm. The investment is through the roof even. You know, the money, the initial cost to start is even through the roof. Who young person can go access to that kind of capital? Who bank will it gonna be willing to give a 20-year-old or a 22-year-old or 24-year-old access to that amount of capital to invest in farming and agriculture? So First and foremost, we need the systems in place so that we can be supported. You understand? And not only when we do get the systems and you empower us to do more. You understand? Not everybody, people always say young people ain't got in the good, they may want to do nothing with the life. That's so not true.
Yeah,
we want to spread. Exactly. We want to strive. We want to improve our living situations. We are involved in the things that are happening in the country. And we want to play a part as well, too. So give me the support systems. Empower us to do more. And in regards to agriculture, what we're doing at Boam's Group, we're trying to provide those systems in place. We know government can only do so much. And we as the people that have to make change and live within the island have to do more. We need to invest in our food. So one of the things we do is that we partner with people that have access to land who just have it there sitting down. They are interested in food and agriculture, but they don't have the know-how or even the time to get done. So we partner with them. We go and we inquire. We tell them our plan, the idea that we have. And we partner with to use the land to get it into agricultural production. So we provide jobs, one, and then we provide the people that own land. I mean, once you get land into agricultural production, your tax decrease, and you're able to do something with the asset that you have and generate income from it. This is all investment going on. You know what I mean?
Excuse me.
So people think that farming is just going in the ground and playing up in the dirt and maybe, you know what I mean, growing some stuff here and there, but it's way more complicated. There's way more opportunities involved in agriculture and farming. Yes. And you got so much students coming up from uni, so much students coming up from SJPA, BCC, secondary school. You got people that don't got jobs today, and the agricultural field provides jobs for every person at every level. And that's where all roads will always lead to agriculture at some form, some fashion along that value chain. That's what we're trying to do, empower people, provide that vehicle, people to actually invest in their own food instead of just talking about it. Put your money there, put your time there, your effort there. So yeah.
Mr. Moore, if I may, I just want to repeat what you said, not in your exact words, but Barbados, there are young people who want to do positive things.
Yes.
They want to help. They want to contribute to Barbados. They want to help grow Barbados.
And this is a young person saying this.
And this is, Mr. Moore, I'm looking at the Zoom screen and you look very young, sir. How old are you?
22.
22 years old, Sluggy.
Yeah.
I commend you, sir. I commend you.
I'm not surprised, Ollie, you know what I mean? And this is an exaggeration. I meet thousands of these from all over. Then again, you know, like last week, we had people from Trinidad and so on. You got people from all over the world. It's just brilliant. And what Mr. Moore is saying, the sentiment I get all the time, that they want to do more. You know what I mean? They want to contribute. Just that sometimes it might be the areas that they want to contribute in can't get in. Not easily accessible. He spoke about the cost of a land and so on.
But he also made some points, Sluggy, because I definitely will be taking your contact information and getting in contact with you, Boam's Farm, for sure. You also said, I don't own any land myself, but you also said that if somebody owns or has some land, you can come and assist them in terms of doing some agriculture there.
Yes, please, yeah.
So Barbados, you've heard, you can hear from the youth. I'm not going to go anymore, Sluggy. It's your show, man. You go ahead.
No, and that's brilliant. And obviously, before they go, we get all of their info and contacts, Boams, for sure, doing wonderful, wonderful work. And like when you said, all the different areas they have in agriculture. And your partner that's here is even in an area in agriculture that is not explored that much. Is an area that, to me, I don't know if she can speak about it, but to me, I don't know much persons or places that does what she spoke about, using waste from the different products. That's a whole other area that we think we could get into even more. So that's absolutely commendable. So to the young lady from Boams, and can you tell me something that you would like to see us do more within your area of expertise, of course? What is something you would like to see us do more that you think would benefit the youth more and the country more by extension?
Hi, I would really like to see more persons supporting the local food market.
Yes.
Like, I really want to see, when you go into the market, I was having a conversation with some colleagues today, and we were talking about how many things are being imported, how many food of our food in Barbados is imported. When we have food here, we have local farmers. Of course, it might be a little bit more expensive than the imported goods because labor and all of that. So we want to see persons supporting local food products and exploring that market. As I said before, there's a lot of wastage. You go into the restaurants, you might have some produce there, and it wouldn't look too good to go onto the plate. It wouldn't look too good to go in the supermarket, so they throw it out. There is food wastage. I was at the supermarket the other day. At the back of the supermarket, there was this big bag of green beans ready to be thrown out for whatever reason. And it's like, that's food being wasted. So my thing is always, what can we do with it? How can we change this and reduce the amount of waste we put out there? Because in the end, waste does affect our environment, and I'm environmental, environment friendly. So my thing is always how to reduce waste. So basically what I would want to see more of is persons being more conscious of the amount of waste we put out there when it comes to the farm, when it comes to our daily lives, the things that we keep throwing out. Find some way to reduce the amount of waste that we have. Find some way to use more local food products, and so we won't have to be importing. By the time some of the goods get here, they're spoiled. Mm-hmm. We can't use them, so that goes into the waste. So if we are using what we have here, if we are supporting local farmers, then you have it fresh from farm to table. It's fresh, right? It's fresh. So no wastage there. And whatever we can get selling the markets, persons can try to explore, find videos online, explore, experiment to see what you can make out of it so that we are not out there just wasting. There's always more money to be made from produce that we get from the farm. We just don't go out there and just sell it and okay, that's it. Because a lot of farmers do think that that's the only way to get their produce off, to sell it on the market. But hey, if you don't get it, so what are you going to do? Are you going to waste it? No. Think of something, create a product, get it on the shelves instead of just on the market. Do something, explore. So I really think that persons should look into that, like exploring a bit more and trying to reduce the amount of wastage that we put out there.
Brilliant. Brilliant, boy. Mr. Moore, after you spoke, boy, and mentioned all the areas, and then she come, you know, and give us even so many more solutions, but so many more positive possibilities. Because since she's speaking about too, she's speaking about things that we can do more, not even things that we have to depend on government to do, or we got to depend on corporate to do. Yes, we need government and corporate to support. And Barbados, normally feelings, they always call out the government and corporate Barbados to support more. But I love when Miss Bain spoke about us, you know what I mean, the average citizens, be supporting our local farmers more, you know, be buying the produce from our farmers much more, help cut down some of the food we are importing. And then she spoke about researching ways on our own how to use the waste, and then which is solutions that we ourselves can partake of. So I particularly love that. So well done. So Miss Wiggins, essential for classrooms.
Yes, sir.
What are some of the things you would love to see us do more from your private classes, from working with the children in essential for classrooms, right? You know, to come to you at certain stages. What are some of the things you would like to see us do more?
Well, I am glad you answered that question. And honestly speaking, what I would love to see is more local work made available for children to not only see, but to interact with. We use a lot of books that are not produced locally. A lot of the charts that we actually place on our walls are not produced locally. So some of the information is not specific to the local context. In my creations, I like to use things synonymous with Barbados. So like my learning centers that I create, I have one right now that has a beach theme in the background to look like one of our local beaches. Because when the child looks at it, I want it to be encouraged by the information that is there. Not that I'm going to restrict it to a beach theme, because with my customizations, if your child likes Goku, they can have Goku included.
Yeah.
I'm going to be working on a Barbie piece shortly. But really and truthfully, especially as we would have recently celebrated International Literacy Day, and under the theme Transforming Literary Spaces, Literary Learning Spaces, I wish that more of our spaces would be transformed and with more local work that is even in the same handwriting that we use. Because what we teach in the classroom is not what most of our charts are producing. So all of those are areas that I would actually like to see more focus on as it relates to the teaching and learning process, especially whatever it takes to benefit our students.
No, listen, right? You got to play out and come back to you, right, Keisha? I wanted to head on Gordon Square, right? But you just say something that, you know, you love conversation, Ollie.
I know, sir.
So I must go to a conversation with all again after this ad, right? But the question is going to be, because Miss Wiggins spoke about using more of our things, more homegrown things, right? More local things, more things made here in, you know, in what she do. I want to ask everyone, when we come back, what is it important to you for we to use things that are of us to teach us? And why do you think we need to do it more? And that question is to everyone personally. Before I ask you all for your final words, why do you think we need to use things that are of us, by us more? In your opinion, why do we need to do it more? When we come back.
By now, every Bajan should understand that our unique Bajan rhythm and rhyme is not just for fun and a good time. Bajan creativity is becoming a major industry. So if you have the talent and the skill and the creativity already, developing the business savvy is just a few clicks away. Log on to training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb and check out the free course called Creativity and Entrepreneurship. This course, offered by the NTI and Coursera, approaches entrepreneurship as a creative process, a fundamental human instinct that we all possess and can unlock. Unlock the entrepreneur in you with the course called Creativity and Entrepreneurship, available from the NTI and Coursera, because you're never too good to get better. Three things are clear about.
Bang, bang, bang. training.nti.org.bb. training.nti.org.bb. We have some awesome young persons here now. My final question to everyone before I ask you to give your final words. Why is it important to you to, and it'll start with the lady, Miss Ben, why is it important to you for us to use things that are of us, but us more?
For me, it is more so supporting what we have here. Mm-hmm. Let's say for some reason, something happens internationally and we can't ship in whatever, we can't import, then what are we going to do? Mm-hmm. What happens then? How do we sustain ourselves? How do we get the things that we need, not just that we want, but that we need food. We need food. Suppose we can't ship in our food, mm-hmm. then we will starve. we will starve. And that is something that I think that we can actually do. As you said before, we don't just have to depend on the government. Government cannot do everything. Mm-hmm. It's up to us. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, sometimes it's like really, really, really difficult for us to find ways to get it done. But as I said, research.
Yes.
Go out there, learn, and see what you can do to help yourself. See what you can do to help your nation. For me, it's always trying to grow things at home, being home-based, because at the end of the day, we have to be able to take care of ourselves. Because, as I said, government can't do it all. They can do, they can only do so much, but you as a person have to take it on yourself to say, hey, this is what I am going to do for me. This is what I can help others to do. This is what we can do locally. So for me, it's always just supporting local. I'm a big fan of homegrown products. I'm a big fan of anything local.
Homegrown.
I always try to... Yeah, always try to use what we have, what we produce. That way, for me, it helps our economy to grow. It helps us to have whatever we would have been spending in another country, giving to another country, we can keep that here. Our economy can grow, create more jobs for locals, create more, practically just creating more for us at home. So when I say to support local, to do what we can do to help ourselves, is really just for that, so that locals can take care of themselves. We don't have to be dependent. Because once you're dependent on external factors, then you're always in a vulnerable position.
True. That's very true. Mr. Moore, Zachary Moore, I'm big up Romain Ben of Boham's Farms, Boham's Group. You can find him on IG as well. It's BOAMS. Farms, look for them on IG. That was Romain Ben, and spoke so eloquently. Very intelligent young lady, and kudos to you on all the work that you are doing. And for sure, you're not going to be a stranger to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We have you indoctrinated into your family now. So welcome to the family, and you are absolutely awesome today, Miss Ben. I must say, so I must thank you so much. Now, Mr. Moore, she covered anything. Anything you want to add? You got a star on your hands, boy. You got a star on your hands. Very, very knowledgeable.
Oh yeah, she is. She's amazing. Could you repeat that one for me, quick? Again, why?
Me?
Why do we?
No problem. Why? In for you, why do you want us to support us more? Why do you want us to support things that are of us, by us more, for you, especially in, especially as it relates to your business and your industry and what you are in?
Please. One of the things when starting Guam's group was understanding that this isn't something an individual can do. I think this is about us at the end of the day. And I love you keep saying we and us. You understand? Because there's so much we can only do on our own. You understand? And I think even we could take it regionally as well. So I went to African-Caribbean, a farm just the other day. And they were talking a lot about how best can we provide for ourselves? How best can we do for ourselves? And in regards to agriculture and farming is not an individual sport. I can tell you that for
truth,
especially in Barbados. It's labor intensive. The sun is hot, and we need to get our hands to the plow, though, if we really want to survive and live a great and an amazing life.
And feed ourselves. You don't know what happened in the future, as we've learned for the past couple of years. So there's nothing more important than being able to feed ourselves. So we just hope that people hear you all and take heed, because as we all know, everyone that alive now are old enough to comprehend. You could be 5 years old, you could be 50 years old, more and bang. Cannot deny, you don't know the importance of us feeding ourselves, bro. Because we were in a situation where, you know what I mean, we had to depend heavily on people to help feed us, and it was looking grim. So if he was supporting us more, you know what I mean, there's no way we should be spending millions upon millions of dollars in food. And farmers got good food in Barbados throwing away because they can't get themselves. For me, that a travesty, Ollie, and it will forever burn fire on that. There's no way that we should be spending millions upon millions of dollars importing food, and local farmers in Barbados throwing away food. So you support your all two young people 1,000%. As you know, my platform is yours. So I ain't saying goodbye, because we can keep ringing these messages in people's ears for sure. Go ahead, Ollie.
Yeah, I just wanted them to repeat their contact information for the audience.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. More contact information?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so Instagram, Boams Farms. You can check us out. Boams Group. You know, don't got much on there.
Spell the Boams for us, Mr. Moore. Spell the Boams for us.
B-O-A-M-S. Boams.
Yes.
Farms. And then Arlita Volunteer Program. We do have a volunteer program. So if you want to come out and get your hands dirty.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Come true. Exactly.
No, you support that. Pick for
some
sure.
Fruits and eat some fruits.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, nice. Keisha, before we go, Keisha, what do you think is in man? Because you already do it, you know what I mean? And kudos to you on a fantastic job as usual. Essential for classrooms. You know, I always love having conversations with you. So I'm glad we could have these on air. For you, why was it so important to use things by us?
Well, you know, the issue that I spoke about. But with images that are local, penmanship that we teach inside of the classroom. In addition to that, if we would have our passages for comprehension in our books about things Barbadian, we would actually be connecting our concepts that we have to teach easily.
Yeah.
I mean, the syllabus is fast. So even in my classroom, I use a thematic approach to learning. Mm-hmm. So some of the stories that I use are not necessarily found in the book, but there are things barbarian and I could pull the same skills out of them.
Yeah.
So I think we should look at producing more textbooks that our children can use, as opposed to where the common entrance there for them to read a passage about stone.
Yeah. No,
that is just me.
No, that, and listen, right, Keisha, and of course, you know, that could be a whole topic within itself, because doing that, right, Ollie, doing that, right, is having to teach history and culture as well. If you use things that are by us, especially in comprehension is understanding. So if you're teaching comprehension and using things by us, that's killing two birds with one stone, as all people will say it. So what you are speaking about, Keisha, especially as it relates to education, have so many more benefits that are deep rooted. Here we tell you, like for real. Imagine you teaching comprehension at Ollie and using Bridgestone by Gabby or something. And Bridgestone by Gabby got so much different historical meaning behind it. You understand? And I'm sure there are many more texts that like that. So many different historical meanings and teachings that will also help our youth in the future and give us signs and things to look for. You understand? Like Gabby singing about the beach 30 years ago, and then 3 years ago, Gabby's still by the beach. You know what I mean? So it's certain stories that will always come back, that will always repeat itself if you don't find a way to teach the history as well. So what Miss Biggin is speaking about have so many more benefits, Ollie.
It's true. Speaking of which, Sluggy, I just want to say also, speaking of the man Gabby, I saw the poem that you posted a few days ago, and it was... It was total fire.
Son. Yeah, yeah.
We're not gonna get into that now, but just speaking about Mr. Carter, you know.
Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah, big up. Gabby's had a poem dedicated to the Queen. So salute to Gabby. Yes, but this evening was absolutely amazing. And we had 4 young persons, Ollie, you know, so many solutions, so many fields. Miss Wiggins and her essential for a classroom, brilliant as usual. And from a teaching standpoint, she certainly sung refreshing, and her techniques and methods sound like fun for even a person like me. So I want to salute her. Salute Romain Ben and Zachary Moore, for sure, from Boam's Farms. 2 awesome young people doing great work. Nikolai, we can give you the final words before we say goodbye. Your final words before we go?
My final words, I agree with everything they said. I have a philosophy and also a mantra: start at home. What we attain seems more in reach, and is also over time we can work on lessening expenditure and reallocating those funds that we usually use to seek things abroad. And overall, it was a good session, so thank you.
Yes please. Brilliant. Like I said, I'm not telling you all goodbye, because just letting you all know, and Barbara's could tell when sorry people, you know, the phone line is getting crazy, you know, my phone going crazy, but I'm very sorry. Just that this evening was extremely interested in hearing solutions, you know, from our youth, especially our young ones that are experts in their various fields. Because if it's the young person we see that are creating most of the problems, so we see. We should go a different take on that, you know what I mean? Because I always believe people with authorities who create the problems, not the persons who take in authority. But that's a deeper topic. But for me, if we have young persons with so many problems, I'm sure there must be young persons with solutions equally. So I'm just extremely thankful, Nikolai, Mr. Moore, Miss Bain, and yourself, Miss Wiggins. I just want to tell you all, on behalf of Starcom, thank you so much for agreeing to come here this evening and having a conversation live on air. And you all are absolutely brilliant. And I really hope that you continue doing what you are doing to help make Barbados better in your various fields. So on behalf of everyone, Uncle Sluggy saying thank you from his heart. For real. Ollie, it's over to you.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you, and the same to you.
Good evening.